Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 89 of the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast with me, Gary Fox. It's Idea Lab today, and we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to run through the best books I've ever read and the best books you should read in 2021. Before we get into that, a couple of bits of housekeeping as usual. The Momentum Challenge, we're in day 33 of 42, almost there. Two things, that means I've nearly done the challenge, and also we're nearly out of lockdown. Happy days. There's still 39 days left to go in the year, though. And I mean that as a positive, not like, oh, 2021, let's get it over with. What I mean is, like, you still have 39 days to achieve a lot of stuff. The 42 days I've been doing the challenge has been great, and you can achieve a huge amount. I feel so much better. Everything. I've worked out every single day. I've done something active every single day, and I've also ate really well every single day. And that's largely thanks to Parallel Nutrition, who have been working with on the challenge, and the guys have been great, really, really good. Food is unbelievable. Basically, every week, I get a knock on my door, and all my food for the week arrives. Twice a week, actually. And my breakfast, lunch, and dinner arrives. I literally just pop it in the microwave, eat it, and that's it. It keeps me super on track. There's no more excuses of, oh, I was working late and I missed it or whatever. Unbelievable. So check out parallelnutrition.ie. Highly recommend the lads. They're also really good people. The newsletter, YouTube, and Spotify is my next thing written on the notebook, as you can see here if you're watching on YouTube. What I mean by that is we've over 320 people subscribed to the newsletter. So if you're listening to the Idea Lab, basically the newsletter is the written version of that. But I go into more detail. I give you links. I tell you what I'm watching this week. I tell you what I'm listening to, what I'm reading. And I give you a direct link to all the articles I reference as we're talking to. Also on YouTube, I do a video version of the Idea Lab every Monday as well. So that goes up, and if for some reason you want to see what I was looking like or what I was doing on that day, you'll be able to watch me on YouTube. So go there and subscribe on Spotify as well if you're not subscribed. I think Spotify, as I've talked about previously, are going to do really good things in the next year, and I do want to be a part of that. So go there and subscribe. I want to start today with something a little bit different. I want to start with a handwritten note. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see a little business card there that I'm reading. And it's from the founder of Mooch. If you don't know who Mooch are, Mooch are the unbelievably nice frozen yogurts that you see in Dundrum and Greystones. And it was a very, very nice touch by the founder of Mooch, Susie. She listens to the podcast, and I had referenced ages ago about coffee shops and bars and people who had premises like that, and that they were really missing out and potentially could face difficulties down the road if they didn't start delivery. Susie reached out, she goes, thank you so much, took your inspiration, and she started a delivery service. I think that is so cool, and it gives me such a buzz to see someone get an idea from the podcast but actually take action. And that's the difference, I think, between people who are thinking about a lot of stuff and doers. As Jamie Heaslip said, are you a sayer or are you a doer? Susie is a doer, and she popped out to the house last Thursday with a delivery of Mooch, which was unbelievable. I'm a massive fan of Mooch anyway. This isn't sponsored. I'm a massive fan of Mooch, and I had always been. But if you're in Dundrum or you're in Greystones or surrounding areas, go to moochme.ie, get a delivery of frozen yogurt. It is absolutely unbelievable. I just wanted to support that. I wanted to support someone who actually takes action, because we're all having difficulties at the minute. We're all kind of struggling. But I really, really, really admire someone who actually takes action on something, says, you know what, I'm going to give that a go. Mightn't be right, mightn't be wrong, but I'm going to give it a go. So fair play, Susie, and I really appreciated the gift. It was super nice. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see I'm resting my left hand on a big stack of books. Book nerd I am, but every Christmas I always buy 5 or 6 books for the year ahead. I'm going to give you a rundown of the best books. It's not that I've ever read, but it's the best books I've read in the last couple of years, I guess. And I might give you some ideas for Christmas or for just starting the new year on a positive note. First one I'm holding up is extremely relevant to where we find ourselves today. Obviously, if you're listening, you can't see what I'm holding up, so I'm going to read it out for you. It's The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. Now, he has a series of these. There's 3, I think, in all. But the first one is superb. The Obstacle is the Way, because, I'll read directly from the cover, the ancient art of turning adversity to advantage. So basically, that's where we are. We're in the middle of adversity now. And it's just all about how difficult situations can be spun to become a better situation. And there's one, I literally, if you're watching YouTube, you can see me flicking through here. I've written on so many of the pages. And just one of the things I've written was a quote, and it was persist and resist. Persist in your efforts, resist to giving in to distraction, discouragement, and disorder. Basically sums up 2020 pretty nicely. It's really good. If you're looking for something, just to give you a little bit of, it's not philosophy, but it's just a little bit of a deeper thought about where we are now and how we can kind of get out of it. And it's all about yourself. It's all about how you can help yourself to be in a better place. All about perception, perception being reality. Highly recommend that one, especially for 2020. This one, I really debated whether to put this one in. It's called The Checklist by Atul Gawande. He's a surgeon in New York, as far as I can remember. It's not going to change your life, but it's all about checklists and having checklists in your business and your private life. And it's something I definitely agree with. It's something I don't think I picked it up from this. I think I had been doing it for a long time, but just checklists and how to-do lists can be such a powerful factor. It talks about how surgeons use them, how pilots use them, and how, you know, once you start implementing them, like, I think there's a crazy story about a hospital in New York, and they implemented checklists and patient errors went down 23%. So, like, very good. It's grand. It's like a solid 7.5 out of 10. But if you're looking for a new way of getting yourself more organized, it is a good read. This one is The Company of One. I think I read this exactly this time last year. And it's all about why staying small is the next big thing for business. And it's The Company of One by Paul Jarvis. I definitely do recommend this one. If the last one was a warm recommend, this is a very warm recommend. Basically how, and I talked about this last week on the pod as well, about how solo entrepreneurs are becoming increasingly powerful and increasingly able to scale businesses from 100,000 to a million, to 2 million, to 5 million, to 10 million, without scaling up crazily in terms of staff and overheads. A couple of years ago, that wouldn't have been possible. You would have needed a massive staff. You would have needed, you know, premises, offices. But the world we live in now, we're incredibly blessed with technology. You can do a lot of this through automation and outsourcing. So it's a very good book. He actually also has a newsletter as well that I'm plugging newsletters today. He also has a very good newsletter, Paul Jarvis. Actually, I lie. He stopped it this week. I actually just remember that now. He stopped it this week. Pretty intense dude, I think. He's stopping it to focus on his company, which is Company of One. He's got an analytics company, so he's stopping it to focus on that. But the book is worth a read. So if you are someone who, I would classify myself as a solo entrepreneur, especially now at the moment. So if you are someone who is trying to seek inspiration or who wants to start a business but doesn't want to go down the route of, I don't want to have, you know, loads of employees, I don't want to be responsible for loads of people, this kind of gives you a little kind of overview and a blueprint of how it's actually possible to grow quite a big business on a very small overhead. So highly recommend that one. This one is a classic, The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. I read this a good many years ago. I think I actually lost my original copy and rebought it. It's that good. It's basically how, and it follows up on the one I'm just about to talk about next, but it's just how habits are formed. Why we have habits, why we've good habits, why we've bad habits, why we continually repeat our habits. What are the triggers? What are the cravings, the cues, the routines, the rewards, and how you can hack yourself essentially to, you know, use your human nature of habits. So we're all creatures of habit. That old cliche is true, but it's about rewiring yourself. So how can you rewire yourself to actually, instead of fighting to combat bad habits, that we can actually use the power of habit to create good habits? It's very good. But it has been superseded by the next book I'm going to talk about. But if you want something, if you're big, big, big into habits, I buy this one and the next one I'm about to talk about. This is Atomic Habits. This is by James Clear. If you have listened to more than, I'd say, 4 pods, you'll have heard me mention this because I'm absolutely obsessed with it. It is a fantastic book. It's the best book I've read in the last 2 to 3 years, definitely. It's definitely a top 5 I've ever read. It's how to get 1% better every single day. It's about habits. It builds on a lot of Duhigg's research and it builds on a lot of earlier research, but approaches it in a very modern and a very actionable way. And I think that's why I love it so much, is the fact that it's so, so, so actionable. It helps you incorporate all the good parts of habit building and tasks and checklists. I realize my thing is very productive based, but I'll go down to stories now in a second. But it's just an unbelievably good book, because you can literally pick it up. You can see here, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see all the notes that I've made. And you can literally pick it up, and there's checklists you can work through, and there's at the end of every chapter, there's a chapter summary, and it gives you an idea of how you can actually implement the things you talked about in the previous habits. Helps you understand why we have habits, why we give in to bad habits, why we always go for junk food, how we can actually incorporate that into building better habits. So Atomic Habits, I'm a big believer in the 1% better every day motto. It's something I strive to every single day. And this is one of the most impactful books I've ever read. And I've changed a lot of my daily routines, a lot of my habits as a result of this book. So that's a strong, if you're going to buy one book, buy that one. Now, finally, on to something a little bit lighter. I'd say that's the best book I've ever read. I talked about The Atomic Habits being the best book I've ever read in the last 5 years. The book I'm holding up now, Losing My Virginity by Richard Branson. This is my ultimate read. I've read this, I would say, 6 to 7 times. I read this many, many, many moons ago. And I'm trying to think what. So it was published in 1998 was the first time this was published. I'd say I read it not long after, and it had a massive impact on me. I wasn't sure what an entrepreneur properly was and what it could be. I thought it was just running a business. But Richard Branson was the first person that showed me that there's a lot of balance that can be had, a lot of fun and a lot of adventure. He's not everyone's cup of tea. His mannerisms and his brashness don't rub everyone up the right way, but it's an unbelievably good read. The man has had a life, and that's what you want to see. You want to see someone who's had an interesting life. A friend of mine always says that. Would you rather have a rich life or an interesting life? You'd rather have an interesting, well, both if possible, but you'd rather have an interesting life, and he has had an unbelievably interesting life. So this stops off just at the new millennium, at 2000, and then his follow-up, which I'm actually reading now, I'm rereading this at the minute, is picks up in 2000. I'm trying to think when this was published. This was published in 2017. And this is the brings you up in the last 17 years of his life. And this one is Finding My Virginity by Richard Branson. Clearly on a theme there. Very good book. Again, they're stories. You can read them. They're not like a business textbook. They're more stories. They're based on all his notebooks and his journals, and they're very interesting. The man has done an incredible amount of stuff. They're quite aspirational as well. He kind of allows you to dream and allows you to kind of get out of the day-to-day. So that's kind of why I'm reading at the minute. 2020 has been serious enough without reading serious books. Both those are very good. And then finally, this one by Tim Ferriss. Tools of Titans by Tim Ferriss. Tim has written a good few books. I've read them all. If you're watching YouTube, you can see behind me, The 4-Hour Workweek has been one of the most impactful books I think ever written, despite its clickbait title. Great book. A little bit old now. Could definitely do it. Someone should write the 2020 version of The 4-Hour Workweek. But this one is probably the best book I've read of his since that. And it's Tools of Titans. So essentially, if you're familiar with Tim Ferriss, he's an incredibly popular podcast. And essentially what this is, he's boiled down the very, very, very best bits of all the interviews he's done over the last number of years and given you just the best. So each chapter, if you could call it that, is about 2 to 3 pages. And it's just the very best bits of all our interviews. And his interviews are 1 to 2 hours long. And he kind of intersperses that then with bits of his own writing in terms of what's his 6-piece gym in a bag? What's his morning ritual? What's his meditation ritual? What's his exercise routine? And again, it kind of is all hacks. Not hacks. Hacks has kind of got a bad reputation, but it's all kind of about shortcuts, if you want to call them that. But hacks, shortcuts, I suppose. Just the very best. Like these elite performers. So he interviews like the top 1% of performers in the world, no matter what they do. And then he boils that down further into like, what's the 1% of their advice that he would recommend to people. So it's very good. It's a whopper book, but again, it's something that's so easy to read because you can just go through it. It's like, Jesus, it's 650 pages, but each chapter is like 2 to 3 pages. So it's a very easy read. Like it's an ideal toilet read, as they say. You can just pick it up, read like 2-3 pages, put it down again, and you can go on to something else. What I use it for actually is there's a great index at the back. And you can actually go back and you can look up certain things, or you can look up certain people who have, sorry, the index actually the front. And you can look up kind of like certain people, if you're looking about a sports tip or a fitness tip or a productivity tip, even you can go back and dive straight into it. So they're the books I would recommend for 2021 if you want to get a kickstart. They're all productivity based, I guess. So if you want me to do a different one just about stories and stuff like that, I could do a different one as well. But that's it. That's the books I recommend for 2021. Thank you for listening. We're back on Thursday for the big interview. I will chat to you then.